Rebecca is a place where all things are possible.
True activism.
True activism.
Fighting classism.
Fighting classism.
Racism.
Racism.
And sexism.
Sexism.
Stories grown from the root. Stories coming with truth. Marching together. Fighting together. Building together. We are doing this for us. On the ground level.
Happy Negro Week, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to this special episode of On the Ground Level Podcast, presented by For Us Nation. It's me, Tahir Savannah, your trusty co-founder. We owe Negro Week to Carter G. Woodson. Back in 1926, Woodson launched Negro Week to commemorate the birthdays of assassinated President Abraham Lincoln and abolitionist, born a slave, Frederick Douglass. Back in 1863, Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. The document, signed on January 1st, stated that all persons held as slaves within the rebellious states are and henceforth shall be free. Welcome to our special episode for Black History Month. We are so amazed to have you guys tuned in. On the Ground Level Podcast serves as our educational companion podcast to our website, forusnation.org. We wanted to start this episode with a quick breathing session to get all of our energies in the same place. Luckily for us, we could stay right within our community to find the music that we need. Jazz is a music genre that originated in the African-American communities of New Orleans, Louisiana, down in the South, in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, with its roots coming from blues and ragtime. Let's take our 30-second breathing right now. This Black History Month focus is on art. At For Us, we know that art is everywhere. We've recently reworded our vision and our mission statement. It is to sustain the community for us through intellectual development and historical preservation building on the blueprint of nation building. Nation building is a concerted project to construct or rebuild a nation state and its underlying institutions and a sense of community. The objective of nation building can be to create a cohesive nation state that never existed or never properly functioned, or to rebuild one that has collapsed or has been destroyed. The mission at For Us is to continue to enhance the platform for the international improvement and promotion of cultural, educational, economical, political empowerment, and sustainability of the Afro diaspora. I had been an activist for a long time. Graduating from an all-white university, studying criminal justice, entering an adult world that said people like George Zimmerman can stand his ground against people like Trayvon Martin. Years later, I realized that being an activist was not enough for me. I turned my activist work into art. I launched a music brand where I performed rap music under the moniker T-Slaves. When I break down T-Slaves, it's really a way of explaining historical lessons, things that I understand, things that I had to teach myself that I never learned from my K-12 education or in the white school that I paid to get a master's degree. I had to teach myself. For Us Nation is here to teach all of us. Art continues to be one of the main and biggest ways we can push forward our story, our narratives. I moved to Hollywood around 2017, and that's when I ran into my co-founder, Ashley. We wanted to launch just a barbecue, essentially, to celebrate Juneteenth, which back in 2018 was not a holiday, was not being discussed, and was definitely not being celebrated. It reminded us of what Carter Woodson probably was trying to do with Negro Week. There are all these amazing accomplishments and stories by African American descendants in the United States, but we never hear these stories. Even now, it's 2024, Black History Month, and we keep learning the same people. Harriet Tubman, Martin Luther King, Barack Obama. We went out of our way and asked our community to help us add new names to our Black history. Listen to tattoo enthusiast, actor slash model, Frankito Arias, share about a Black tattoo artist he found along his journey.
Died thirsty. Closest companions, for no reason, Jackie Gresham. The first Black American tattoo artist in the United States.
Jackie Gresham was born in 1951. She's known as the first Black female tattoo artist in the United States. She is from Flint, Michigan. She has been based in New Orleans since around 1976. Her shop, A-Art Accent Tattoos and Body Piercing, is Louisiana's oldest continuous tattoo building. When they opened, she was one of only five practicing female tattoo artists in the entire country and the only woman doing tattooing in New Orleans. Back in 2011, she was honored as a pioneer of female tattoo artists. Education has been our friend, and it starts first with research. From the inception days of For Us wanting to just do a Juneteenth barbecue, we set ourselves on a personal mission to find out why there was a lack of celebration amongst Black excellence in places like education and politics. On season one of On the Ground Level podcast, we spoke to Jan Perry, a woman who was fighting to enter politics in Los Angeles. We realized education should be the main event at For Us. It surely takes a village. We knew that we had to build out our boards. From being co-founders, we also needed treasurers. We needed people to help us write curriculum. We needed people to sit on those grant meetings to find out exactly what we needed to make sure we were in the right place to get the right kind of funding.
Your theory a little backwards. You're using discrimination to try to end discrimination. I think there's
what
a better way
to
do
it. We have used discrimination in this country for 500 years to teach people what their place is and how to stay in it. You haven't learned it yet.
You just listened to an excerpt from Jane Elliott's Blue Eyes, Brown Eyes anti-racism exercise that she did on the Oprah Winfrey Show back in 1992. Jane Elliott is a teacher who since the 70s has been pretty outspoken about racism and trying to normalize a racial-based conversation among white people and Black people in the United States. On her website, janeelliott.com, her mission is very clear. There's only one race. Jane Elliott, internationally known teacher, lecturer, diversity trainer, and recipient of the National Mental Health Association Award for Excellence in Education, exposes prejudice and bigotry for what it is, an irrational class system based upon purely arbitrary factors. And if you think this does not apply to you, you are in for a rude awakening. A lot of folks don't know that Elliott originally launched her exercise in response to the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. in 1968. Her classroom became her first lab. She used her students, those with blue eyes and those with brown eyes, in an exercise meant to label participants as inferior or superior based upon their color of their eyes. It was meant to expose them to the experience of being a minority. Jane Elliott should be inducted into the Black History Hall of Fame, along with Stokely Carmichael. A man is born free. You may enslave a man after he is born free. And that is, in fact, what this country does. It enslaves Black people after they're born, so that the only acts that white people can do is to stop denying Black people their freedom. That is, they must stop denying freedom. They never give it to anyone. Carmichael was born in Trinidad and Tobago, like my family. He grew up in the United States from the age of 11 and became an activist while he was attending the Bronx High School of Science. He's a key leader in the development of the Black Power Movement. He was a leader of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. The channel of students committed in the 1960s to the civil rights movement, staging sit-ins, boycotts, and freedom rides. They were also pretty vocal about voter registration campaigns, as we do here at Forest Nation, partnering in 2020 with Michelle Obama's When We All Vote to ensure that Americans understand their democratic and civic duty, whether it be a primary election, a midterm election, or a presidential election. Carmichael graduated in high school in 1960 and then went to Howard University, a historically black university in Washington, D.C. Some of his professors included Toni Morrison, who later got a Nobel Peace Prize for literature. Carmichael was brave, departing from the SNCC while they were preparing to protest in the weeks leading up to the Selma March. He walked into bloody Lowndes County, one of the most racist, white-filled, violent towns in Alabama. At the time, it was documented that Lowndes County had over 15 lynchings of African Americans. No fear. As an activist, when I march through the streets, I think about people like Stokely, who are right there with me. Children are the future, and setting up our black schools is the goal. Speaking on how Martin Luther King might have gotten it wrong and how black mothers and black educators in 2024 are working to fill the void for the youth.
Hey, everybody. This is Perky of For Us Nation. And I want to say welcome back to myself. It's been a little bit of a time since I've been present for the podcasting and overall really just for the nonprofit For Us Nation. On the ground podcasting is moving a little bit faster than our nonprofit right now. We're planning and getting things back together. But I did want to speak a little bit about why I was gone. But before I get to that, you know, I just want to say thank you to everybody that stayed in touch with us, that has been sending us things, connecting with us, visiting our website, listening to our podcast on the ground level, and just overall been a good support. We really appreciate you. But yeah, so I took a little hiatus because I made a baby. And, you know, motherhood has definitely changed a lot about how I move and how I feel about myself. And mental health has definitely been focused on a lot in my household because hormonal changes while being pregnant and postpartum are pretty interesting. But yeah, so for Negro Week, I personally wanted to speak about motherhood and advocacy, and I wanted to highlight a woman in our community. She's actually still living, but that did a lot of work in her, the areas that she touched regarding infants and postpartum care and things like that. So before I say that, I just want to say it's really important to know your rights around giving birth. You know, unfortunately, the rates for women who pass away while giving birth are already high, but those of women that look like us, the numbers are crazy. So I just want to read a statistic from 2021 real quick. So the CDC, Center of Disease Control, is that what it stands for? CDC, let me stick to what I know. The CDC estimates that in 2021, the maternal mortality rate among Black women was nearly 70 deaths for every 100,000 live births. That is 2.6 times the rate for white women, regardless of income or education. So yeah, our numbers are going the opposite way, you know, and we're, especially in this country, we're supposed to be a first world country. You know, we're supposed to have some of these things taken care of. Sorry, that's my fridge making noise. And so I just wanted to point out that it's really important to know your rights. I gave birth at, I gave birth with midwives and I gave birth at a birthing center. So I wasn't at the hospital, and it did come with some stress, right? Because I had to make sure I got to a certain amount of weeks. I had to make sure that I wasn't having multiples and that I had no complications and I was a low risk pregnancy. So it, at least them, they have their own standards that you have to abide by. But there's things called birthing rights. You know, you can put together a package, because in the moment when you're giving birth, or when your woman is giving birth, depending on who's listening, it's hard to advocate having to push or whatever's coming with your birthing experience. And, you know, whether or not you want to have the cord cut, whether or not you want to keep your placenta, which placentas, if you Google how much is a placenta worth, you see that they're very valuable, and it is important for you to know what you want to do with your placenta. So yes, it's important to know your rights. Also, it's just good to know what you want to do too, because post-birth, the way you want to set up your child, if you have a trust, if you have just different ways that you're trying to navigate the system, it's important to know what hospitals do after you give birth, how they report births, if you wanted to go another path and how you report it. You know, it's really good to know, and to have somebody with you that can advocate, like a doula or your partner, or, you know, your parents or somebody like that with you. So I'm going to talk way more about this in next month. We're going to talk more about motherhood and maternal care and postpartum mental health tips to kind of navigate all of the ups and downs of that. I'm now at LCSW, so that's something that I did while I was gone. And I do actively provide mental health services. And we're also working on different things regarding mental health for Forest Nation. So we're going to touch on that a lot more, but I wanted to give a shout out to April Valentine. She's unfortunately one of the women who passed away while giving birth. She walked into the maternity ward at Centinela Hospital Medical Center in Inglewood, California on January 9th, I believe, of last year, so 2023, and never walked out. She died the next day during labor. And the LA County Medical Examiner determined she died from a blood clot. So something that should be noticeable at a hospital, right? A blood clot is something that can be addressed usually pretty fast and pretty effectively within the hospital, but we're not really listened to in the hospital. So this is another reason to have your... in regards to anything, even if it's not regarding having a baby, you know, just have an idea of how you want to deal with yourself. Have a what is it called? A directive. It's like my mind is like blanking on me on what the full term is, but there's documents that you could put together that shows like how you plan to be cared for if for whatever reason you lose the right to speak for yourself at that time. So say you're in a coma or something, and you know, for you, maybe you never wanted to be on the machine. They need to know that. So yeah, there, protect yourself. So yeah, I found this article by Tiana Wilson, and it was called Reproductive Justice and Black Women's Activism. And she highlighted Vicky Alexander, and I wanted to also highlight her because I really appreciated the work that she did around maternal care and infancy. And so she participated in many organizations, and I'm just reading from the article. Okay, so I'm giving all credit to Tiana Wilson. Vicky Alexander has participated in many organizations. These include Rainbow Coalition, Planned Parenthood, CD Material and Child Health. In 1978, she established the Coalition to Fight Infant Mortality in Oakland, California. And she also began the Black Infant Health Program in Berkeley. She's also a current founder and board president of Healthy Black Families, Inc., which dovetails with Black Infant Health Program. It was founded as a nonprofit in July 2013 and supports the health, growth, and development of future Black individuals and families. So I just want to shout her out, because I feel like sometimes the people that's doing that communal work or the direct care, they don't always get acknowledged for the contributions they have to the overall community. Sometimes you don't hear about people until they're able to impact hundreds of thousands of people. And it starts with just one person, you know, because that one person can go on to help the hundreds of thousands of people. But if you didn't intervene, if you weren't there to surprise, support, a shoulder, an ear to listen, they may not have ever gotten that far. So every little bit counts. And I want to shout out to these women, and I want to shout out to you guys again. We're really excited about Negro Week and about Black History Month, about 2024. We have a lot planned. And as always, this is on the ground level. So thanks. And I'll talk to you guys later.